What is it?
What's the matter with the dog? He's been going on like that for nearly 20 minutes.
How should I know?
Well, you better go out and see. There might be a dingo hanging around the pens. You better take your rifle with you.
All right. Dog's only got to yap a little and you think it's dingoes after the sheep.
Well, it's better to be sure than sorry.
Hey, Bob. Drat the dog, I can't even see him.
Well, go and look for him. He can't be far.
Ah, there he is. Hey, what the... Hey, Martha, there's a man out here.
Well, if it's that dingo scalp hunter again...
No, Martha, he's not the scalp hunter. He's lying face down on the sand and Bob's standing over him.
What? Oh, the poor fella. He must be sick, John.
Now, you wait here. I'll go over and fetch him. Here, drink this. Come on, chum. It'll put new life into you.
Hey, where am I? What am I doing here?
I might ask you that. What are you doing out there in the sun without even a hat on? Where'd you come from?
I'm lost.
That's a bit of an understatement, isn't it?
Last night, a dingo hunter invited me to his camp, and then he tried to kill me. But I managed to beat him off. And then he turned a pack of dingoes onto me, and I had to run for it. He said there was a cattle station nearby. I tried to find it.
You did. This is the only station within 100 miles of here.
Yeah, but you only just made it. My dog found you outside lying on the ground. You must be all in.
I feel it.
Then you stay in that bed till you feel better.
Oh, but I can't stay long. I must find the others.
Well, don't tell me there's somebody else lost out there.
No, they're not lost. It's only me that's lost. But, well, I must find them. They'll soon be giving me up for dead.
Well, who are these people?
Jet, Doc, and Lemmy. You see, one of our ships crashed, and we came in this direction searching for its crew.
A ship in the middle of the outback?
Yeah, a spaceship. We set out from the moon last April. Landed here just over a week ago.
You set out from the moon?
Well, of course, to have taken off from Earth would have been impracticable.
Oh, yes, I expect it would.
That's a funny-looking dog, isn't it?
Well, he's no thoroughbred, but he's not all that funny.
Looks more like an overgrown beetle.
A beetle? Yeah, have another drink and try to sleep. Maybe you'll feel better when you wake up.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll pull the curtain to keep the sun out of the room and leave you alone for a bit. You need to be quiet if you're to sleep.
Look, I don't want to sleep. I must find Jet and Doc and...
We'll call up Doc for you. Maybe he'll fly over and pick you up.
Oh, well, it's very kind of you. Do you know the frequency our ship works on?
Oh, sure, we know the frequency. We use it often. Come on, Martha, let the man rest.
Yes, John. He's mad, stark raving mad, saying that Bob looked like a beetle.
No, Martha, he's got a touch of the sun. He's delirious. Now, look, I'll go out back and start peddling. You call up the flying doctor and ask him to get over here as quickly as possible. Tell him it's urgent. Well, what did he say?
He doesn't think he can come until tomorrow. He's got an urgent case 100 miles north of here.
I don't like it, John. There's something strange about that man. Something uncanny.
Oh, you're letting your imagination run away with you. He's been exposed to the sun. It's bound to affect him. Now go and get him something to eat and maybe he'll feel a lot better then. How are you feeling now?
What's that noise?
What noise?
All that hooting.
Well, I hear no hooting. All I can hear are the sheep bleating.